Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
It is getting all kinds of ugly in the UK after Harry and Meghan's interview. We are hearing it's a total crisis at the palace. People are storming off TV sets. The world is divided.
I mean, even the graphics are dramatic.
Like, wow, that is dramatic.
Kudos to the graphics department this morning. They came through.
That is a good representation of what it's like. Man, everyone is talking about this. People are still split. This is all anyone could talk about it probably for a while. But here's what we know. The British papers say the palace is absolutely scrambling and they're really not sure how they're going to respond. Prince Charles is reportedly devastated, but he did laugh today whenever somebody asked if he'd seen the interview. People in the UK have very mixed feelings about everything. Some support Harry and Meghan, while others say you just cannot dishonor the Queen like this. Piers Morgan got so fired up, he stormed off set when he was calling out, when he was called out for slamming Meghan. Watch. Mm-hmm.
I understand that you've got a personal relationship with Meghan Markle, or had one, and she cut you off. She's entitled to cut you off if she wants to. Has she said anything about you since she cut you off? I don't think she has, but yet you continue to trash her.
OK, I'm done with this.
No, no, no.
Sorry, no.
Sorry. Do you know what? That's pathetic.
You can trash me, maybe, not my
no,
own
no, 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 no.
See you later.
I'm being...
Sorry, can't
this
do this.
This is absolutely diabolical behaviour.
He was like, I saw what happened to Chris Harrison when he messed up and said the wrong thing on daytime TV. So I'm going to go ahead and walk off the set.
No, Piers Morgan does not care about saying the wrong thing. He loves being polarizing. He loves pushing your buttons. That's what, that gives him life and energy. If he's not saying something that's going to piss off half the people, then he would rather just not talk.
But then that's the problem. He can dish it out, but he can't take
it. Oh, I know.
That's like a bad comic.
Yes.
I'm going to talk about everybody, but as soon as you talk about them, they're like, oh, I gotta go.
And how can he deny that he doesn't have a personal vendetta against Meghan Markle? He's been coming for her harder than anyone else, as well as Harry. But, I mean, he comes for everybody. But he really has came for them harder than anyone else, as though he has been... So he takes it so personal.
He
almost
did.
As like he was in their relationship or something.
Was.
He got booted out.
He was. That's the problem.
That's the problem. He said in an interview, if you guys go to my Instagram, I just posted the video from Lonnie Love at the Ladies Dinner. But there was a video of him in an interview where he talks about how, and he's laughing about it, that he went out with Meghan Markle one night in London. They had drinks. He put her in a cab. And come to find out, he found out months later that she left and went to meet Harry at another party, and that's how they met. And he was scorned that she ghosted him. So this is personal for him.
Oh, my gosh.
Wait. Get some... What? Okay, that's
He thought it was a date. She probably didn't think it was a date.
That's
but they
so
went
annoying.
Out. And he...
So she, that's
yes,
why.
That's why.
Okay.
See, but that makes me dislike him even more.
Yes, he's ridiculous.
Because I'm just like, grow some you-know-what. Like,
right.
So the girl didn't like you. What? Get over
but
it.
Isn't he old enough to be her daddy?
Yeah.
Okay,
and
sorry about that.
AJ number to number,
okay,
boo.
Okay, I
and,
know, but come on.
Like, here's the
that's
thing.
Why I don't date that's why I don't date people on daytime TV. I wouldn't date me. Nope. Wouldn't
you know,
do it.
Piers obviously has been very supportive of the Queen, and I do think that there is some truth there. I mean, yes, obviously there is a personal element now that, you know, that story has came out. But But he's very supportive of the Queen. They did talk. They were very nice about the Queen, but they did go against their family. Do you ever talk against your family?
Oh, yeah. I talk against my family. I talk about my brother Kaya on TV all the time. Then he calls me. He's upset. I was like, it was for the joke. Oh, we always have problems.
Nani, you see, if it happens in private, I keep it in private. But if we are both public figures and you took it to the public, if it happens in the papers, I'm going to take it to the papers. Because at the end of the day, this is the court of public opinion that you're playing with. So let me let the public know exactly what my opinion is about what you have been doing to me.
This is not true.
They got to
fix
this.
I feel like you can't break it down to be that simplistic, because my problems with my family are never as big as what theirs are. I mean, this is like the situation of stories going out about you and you knowing that they have the full power and connections to kill a story, to reroute the story, to change the narrative, and they sit on it and do nothing, but they'll do it for others.
Why don't we see what they do then? Because now this is their time to correct the mistake. The palace, the queen, they need to come out right now and make a statement.
Oh, for sure.
Because they never say anything, and now is the time to say something.
But you know them. Like, I mean, we don't know them, but they're going to want to deny many of the accusations, right? Do you think the palace wants to be called racist? No. That they're going to try to deny that.
So that's why they need to come out and say something.
But who's going to believe them?
Well, they have to. First of all, there's 54 countries in the Commonwealth. 19 of them are in Africa. We're not even talking about the Caribbean. So if all your citizens, more than in Britain, come on, are black and of African descent, then you need to say something.
Run me that fact.
Because your citizens.
Run me those facts.
Okay, yes, those are the facts.
I think it needs to be more than say something, because saying I'm not racist isn't going to, people aren't going to believe you. I think, as Melanie mentioned yesterday, I think it was a great idea. Have an investigation. Are they doing racist behavior? Are they handpicking people? Are they hiring equally?
By the way,
let me just
tell you something. When somebody says they're doing an internal investigation, I'm going to hire somebody who I know will find that the results go in my favor.
You don't even trust that?
I don't trust that
at
all.
So that's what I'm saying. They're like,
what they need to do.
Give Archie a title. Make him king of Kenya.
It's too late.
How about that? Give his security back. How about that?
It's too late. I just think it's too late. I think that's why I feel like, sure, make a statement. Sure, I guess you're right. You could do an investigation and maybe people won't even believe that either. But what? Do nothing? I mean,
There's some HBCUs in the Caribbean.
They need to hire Kellyanne Conway at this point, okay? Because this reminds me of when the U.S. politics turned into a reality show and you almost had one side of the political parties who didn't know what was going on and they didn't know how to play the game. And it took us almost a year to wrap our heads around that this went from politics to public opinion. That's what's happening in London right now. So the pomp and circumstance that you used to play with these people ain't gonna work. You better get out there and try to do some damage control and try to connect with people on a more personal level. Because what Meghan Markle just did was she connected with people. And then what she did was rode in on that dragon that was Oprah, said Dracarys, and burned your asses to a crisp.
Absolutely.
So the game is changing.
The game has been changing, because if you watch The Crown, if you remember in one of the seasons, in the episode, they said, we need to be more public. Let's go out and see the people. And especially when Diana came, she was about the people. Yeah. She's out talking to the people, touching to the people. Before, you know, the royals always stood behind the gate or up on that patio waving at people like they were the Pope. So now it's time to put their money where their mouth is and to make a statement. And to fix it. Put a Band-Aid on it, and an investigation. Absolutely.
Go for it, yeah.
The cover has been pulled back.
Yes.
Okay, we're also getting some unaired clips from the special. So Oprah asked Meghan, if you date a royal, isn't there an expectation you will lose some privacy? Well, here's her answer.
If you're at work and you have a photograph of your child on your desk and your coworker says, oh my gosh, your kid's so cute, that's fantastic. Can I see your phone so I can see all the pictures of your child? You go, no, this is the picture I'm comfortable sharing with you. And then if they double down and say, no, but you already showed me that one, so you have to show me everything. You know what, I'm just gonna hire someone to sit in front of your house or hide in the bushes and take pictures into your backyard, because you've lost your right to privacy because you shared one image with me.
Wow.
Oh, I thought my analogy was good, but that was a better one.
Amazing.
That was just because I show you one picture does not mean you get all of them, because I've tried to see all your pictures several times.
Trust me,
I know.
Boo.
I got to go on his Tinder one time, and then I got cut off.
I'm done with HR, okay? I just can't do it. You know, it's so funny. I've been having this conversation with my friends on and off. You know, when you're on daytime TV, people just think they can call you instead of reading something. But the privacy thing came up, and I was trying to find an analogy, and the best one I could find, and it's not totally daytime TV appropriate, but I think it's, you know, the best way to explain it is when people date or go out with people who are in the adult entertainment industry and just assume that their favorite activity is sex. And yeah, when they learn that that person is not just that or not really into that, it's like, oh my God, I cannot believe, but I just assume that because you were doing it on camera that you would want to do it everywhere else.
I just had that conversation with Mr. Marcus.
Again, yes. And it's not the prerogative. It's not the prerogative.
The fact that she knows it.
I believe
if you marry a prince, you know what you... He's a prince. He's already in the public eye. You know that your privacy is going to be gone to a certain extent. That is like me going out and dating Shaq. Do you think no one's going to find out? You can be secret and you can... But your privacy, now they're in your business.
I think, though... Right. I think our expectation was... fair. I mean, I do think if you go back to the Royals, as you were just talking about, how they've really opened themselves up to the public over the years, and if they even follow Kate Middleton's lead, you know, she shares photos that she takes of her kids, but on her own prerogative. And I think that there is that boundary that she felt like she didn't have, you know? And I think that that was like the relationship that the press had with Meghan Markle. I don't feel like they respected her boundary. Oops, sorry, coffee. But they respected, other royals are getting. You know what I mean? I think she did understand that she was going to have to give up some privacy. However, they were just not respecting her boundaries in any way. I mean, with what they covered, how they covered, how much access they wanted.
Because she didn't take them to lunch.
She didn't take them to lunch. 2 months?
It wasn't about the lunch. It wasn't about the lunch. When you tell a child that they can't do something, the first thing that child's going to do is do the thing you tell them not to do. You should have pulled the Beyonce, pulled the hell back, been in the same outfit for 3 weeks. They can't sell that photo, and then start weaning yourself off the press and controlling it more on the inside. Mm-hmm. Beyonce was done with the press. She wanted her privacy. What she didn't say was, please, can I have my privacy? Because guess what? We're gonna have a shutter in your face every single day. She just went about it the wrong way.
Because now people are saying, handled it better.
People are calling her a hypocrite because, you did marry a prince. Now all of a sudden you want your privacy. She could ask for that if she wants to.
Yeah, but she can't have total privacy because it is a prince.
She's not asking for total privacy.
Yeah, she's asking to have the boundaries.
It's the same with Britney.
It's the same with Britney. This is the press has gone after her throat.
Yes.
And they're not letting up. So she has had to figure out a way to balance it, and I don't think she did. Then she has the loneliness, she has all these things. And when you don't have the firm backing you up, now you feel like you're on an island by yourself.
100%.
Now had the firm backed her up, then she's like, ha-ha, boom,
I'm out. I've got people to have my back that are stronger than me, you know, more powerful than me.
More powerful than me.
All right, coming up. Bachelor Nation star Mike Johnson is here. Now, Kim, you've never seen Mike before,
have you? I have never seen Mike, no. Ooh.
She got her outfit on today, boo. She ready to buzz back, Tatiana.
Wait a minute. Who is Mike?
Yes.
Wait a minute.
Bring in Mike, y'all.
Kim's excited.
We're
going to
have some fun with this. Stay tuned.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The drama just keeps coming for The Bachelor. Last night's episode featured butter massages, fantasy suites, and the final rose ceremony. Get ready for some tears.
Do you think it's just oatmeal, though?
I think so. This is really good for your skin.
I smell like a sugar cookie.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how happy are you now?
11. Let it all out.
I don't know how I always end up with my dates outside because I am the least outdoorsy person.
Thanks for helping me pitch the tent.
You're welcome. I honestly wouldn't have been able to get it up.
The tent?
Oh, oh, oh.
Got lopsided. Dang it.
When I'm out with you, I'm falling in love with you.
Every part of me wants Matt, and I'm really excited for tonight to actually have him all to myself.
Oh my God.
Bri, I'm sorry. Take a moment, say your goodbyes.
Bye.
It's just a feeling that you have when you're with somebody, and it's nothing to do with you. Walk through the car.
Before we dive into this and turn this show into Married at First Sight, please welcome Bachelor Nation star Mike Johnson here.
Yay! Yes!
Thank you for having me.
Now, ooh, I hear deep voice Jesus.
So Kim here has no idea what you look like. We've only told her that you were on The Bachelor, Bachelorette, uh-huh. That you are the Smash Blanket creator, and that you are 6'5 on a good day.
Really?
Do you have any other questions for Mike before we unveil you?
Oh, like what would we be doing in the fantasy suite?
I'm just taking care of you first and foremost.
Ooh, wait a minute. Okay, like Bachelor in Paradise, like who would you take? Your favorite celebrity?
Huh? I mean, I'm next to her right now.
Ooh, okay, all right,
Kim,
I can't tell you, huh?
Take off this blindfold.
Okay, let me see. Oh, wait a minute. Okay.
I told you it was worth it.
You got all your teeth? This is amazing.
I do got all my teeth. My dentist was really good, too.
Oh, my God. You are so precious.
Look, let's dive into all of this.
Oh, your feet are huge. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm focused.
Ooh. Focus on this.
Yes.
What do you think about everything going on The Bachelor right now?
This is a very long season, isn't it?
It seems
like it's forever.
This is just like continuing, like what's going on TV, what's going on off TV. It's a lot to unpack.
Let me ask you a question. There are rumors that Rachel Kirkendale may be who he chooses. If you were The Bachelor right now and all this drama was going on and you chose that person, what would you do?
You know, first and foremost, it's like when you become the president, right? And then 8 years later, after the presidency, they show you a before and after picture of what you look like.
Yeah.
That's what I would feel right now if I was Matt.
Right?
It's like, I started off looking this great, and then I went through all this drama on the show, and now I've aged so fast, right?
That's
Wow. It's not like Obama.
He's like, I don't want to do
Obama
it.
Obama was like all fine and everything. No, something gray hair was coming.
I don't know what I would do, though. If I was in Matt's position and I know that the person I chose did that, I would have to have a conversation with them. I think that love, I truly believe that love overrides everything.
Yes, it does. So. What about age, boo? I love it. But wait a minute. So which one of those girls would you have picked? If you just watching, like right now, just grab one.
Out of the last three, I would have chosen Michelle.
Thank you. That's my favorite, Michelle.
I would have chosen Michelle, too. I think Michelle was a really good choice for him. Mm-hmm. But I think when you're in the game, it's so different. You know what I mean? Like, it's so easy for us to be like, oh, my God, I would just choose Michelle. But when you're in the game and you're in there, does it feel like a competition or does it feel like you're fighting for love when you were on Hannah Brown's season?
Right, and it still got two left. I mean,
Michelle,
he got rid of the little Bree girl, Poe thing.
Bree? Did you see Bree last night in that black?
I'm not into women, but she looked good. she was so everything. I don't know why he can't pick all three of them.
Well, I mean, I don't think we live in that type of world.
He could change the whole season. I'm taking all three of them.
It would change a lot.
It would change a lot.
It would change a lot.
They could be a throuple or a fourple. What's the four?
Fourple?
Yeah, that
right?
one.
But see, like, if they go to the roller coaster rides, who gets to ride with Matt?
But
they go to the fantasy suite. Obviously, they all rolled them. Okay, so
there's a lot of drama going on with The Bachelor. Mm-hmm. There seems to be all this discourse going on around it. If you were in charge of the show, what would you change about this franchise?
You gotta listen to your people. first and foremost, jealous to your contestants, your prior contestants, the fan base, and because they're the ones that pay the bills, quite honestly.
Yeah.
So those are people that we got to listen to.
Oh, that's well, true. Okay, then what they thinking about Chris? Chris Harrison, what's your thoughts on that?
I've been very vocal. I think that Chris needs to use his privilege. He needs to use his platform. I don't think that he will get canceled. I do feel that I like what he said about what Dr. Eric Eric Tyson had told him, which was counsel, not cancel.
Yes, I believe that.
That's
too.
Crazy. Well, you actually do a podcast called Talking It Out with Rachel Lindsay's husband, Brian Abasolo.
Yes.
Now, I got to ask you, because you talk to this man on a daily basis, did he want to run up on Chris when all this happened?
He was not happy and I had his back.
Oh. He was ready to run out.
He was not happy.
Okay, I like that.
By the way, guys, for you, those of you at home who don't know what running up means, it means that they're ready to scuffle it out if they see somebody in the streets.
Right.
Yes. Where can people find this podcast at? Because it is amazing.
Yes. Talking It Out, BN. It's Talking It Out, B as Ambassador, N as a Nation. You can find us on IG. You can find us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, the Wondery app. And baby, please don't DM me no more. Make sure you subscribe.
Hold on.
Oh! You heard that? I was just sliding into your DM. Oh, my bad.
Why slide my DM? We can exchange numbers right now.
Okay, you guys. The new season of Married at First Sight is starting right now. I'm just joking. Season finale of The Bachelor and The Bachelor After the Final Rose special airs next Monday on ABC. Okay, everybody, pay close attention to this one. An ex may reappear in your life today. Are you ready for it? We'll explain everything after the break. Plus, can you guess this celeb rocking these pigtails? See if you got it right when we come back.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Welcome back to Daily Pop. Before the break, we asked if you could guess the celeb rocking these pigtails.
That's Machine easy, Gun Kelly.
Miley Cyrus.
Machine Gun Kelly.
I mean, I would have guessed Miley, but I don't think she's got that neck tattoo.
Oh, I didn't see.
It is Machine Gun Kelly.
How did you know
because
that?
Because Megan Fox is smart. Send your man out looking like that. Nobody gonna try to sleep with him. And you gonna have your man tomorrow. A1.
Wow.
I thought you were joking, but no.
I thought you were joking.
All right. Cute.
She was like, take this top.
Eddie has on the pink shirt.
She's like, take my top. Take
Very
this photo.
Cute.
Yes. Dress like a little girl.
If you guys are looking for love, now seems to be the perfect time. Venus is in Pisces, and the two go together like peanut butter and jelly, they say. According to astrologers, when this happens, Venus has no limits. It becomes generous in money, love, compassion, and healing. Woo! Have you been finding love recently?
You know what? Not really love. I've been getting a lot of attention.
Okay.
You know, 30 pounds down, then you get attention.
Right.
You know how it goes. But thank you. Exes have been coming back.
Well, that's interesting you say that because astrologers also say and are predicting that today, specifically March 9th, an ex could suddenly reappear into your life. Mm. So y'all be watching those phones. Look at those DMs, those texts. Look. Is there a certain ex you're hoping?
An ex-employer to come through with a secondary fund of cash is what I'm looking for to get this 2-for-1. I don't know if there's any ex I would really want to slide into my DM. Like, not an ex-boyfriend. Maybe an ex-lover from the past I would, you know, welcome.
So what lover about, and boyfriend are different. Anyway, go ahead, Carissa.
What about not for, like, a rekindling of the relationship, just... Would be nice to hear their attention. Just
still thinking about me?
Yeah.
I want them all to come back.
What'd you say,
Kim? I want them all to come back.
All eight fiancés?
All of them. I can go down the list. You know, Carlton, Tim, Troy,
Ray,
Bobby, Nas, Gerald. I can go down the whole list.
Hold on, she said Nas?
There's a lot of people named that Nasir.
Yeah. Yes.
So, of course.
Okay. I don't know if Gerald's coming back.
Here's a funny.
R.I.P. Gerald.
I can't believe you caught that.
R.I.P. Gerald. I would love for Gerald to come back selfishly, but I don't know if Gerald is going to come back from the dead to be in a relation.
My thinking is like, I'm not going to be looking for my exes. I'm like, oh, exes, I'm going to be looking at Shannon's phone. Who the hell's going to be calling him?
That's what you need to know.
And into the
DMs. Because it goes both ways.
Mm-hmm. It does.
Dirty D.
But any kind of love, I welcome love. I'm a person who gives love, and I welcome love.
Oh, good. Everybody just hit up Kim today, okay? All right, Burger King.
Michael,
you guys, what is that? We don't normally talk about Burger King on this show, but they're getting in some trouble. They're getting grilled over a controversial joke they made. Yesterday, on International Women's Day, the company's UK account tweeted, "Women belong in the kitchen." Well, that didn't sit very well with very many people. It ended up being part of a thread that went on to explain they were creating a scholarship program to help women become chefs. Smart campaign or too disrespectful to matter?
I'm going to wait for Wendy's to reply. Because Wendy's is like the 50 Cent of like social media for fast food restaurants.
Right. Really?
Wendy gets real shady. So I'm not going to say nothing
hysterical.
Until Wendy come through with those red pigtails and claps back.
Oh, that's hysterical. I think it was brilliant. Because it's made you look, got your attention, and I got my message out.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah, I didn't bother me at all. They actually did delete the tweet. They sent a whole apology out. To me, this was one of those, like, come on, you guys. Like,
yeah.
The whole point was, it was just like one of those, you know, whenever you write a speech in school,
yes.
And they say open up with a line that's really going to grab their attention.
Yes.
That's all that was.
It was
like a line that was supposed to make you go, what? And now I'm listening. And then they tell you the sweet thing that they're doing.
Analogy.
And it's just... You don't have to get so upset.
It was smart, though. It was kind of smart. I mean, look, we've been talking about Popeyes for that chicken sandwich. Mm-hmm. We've been talking about all these other different fast food restaurants. But really, Burger King hadn't really been in the scuffle for a minute. Mm-hmm. And everybody knows the way to get... Is this... Oh, I thought it was sad music in my ear. I was like, oh, my God, you guys giving me sad music? And the way to get...
To wrap up, that's hysterical.
Am I getting the rap? Okay, I'm a rap. Oh, my God. This is embarrassing.
Rambles, too. Okay, Rambles.
Rambles. Come on, Rambles. All right, up next, we're going wedding dress shopping with Heather Rae Young and her Selling Sunset co-stars. This is fun. Welcome back. It's time to get into today's headlines in the Hollywood Minute. Everyone loves Dr. Doug Ross, George Clooney's character on ER, except one person, his wife, Amal. George went on the Smart List podcast and says Amal started watching the show and she is not impressed by his characters being such a ladies' man. She's also not that impressed by George in general. He says it's not her style to get starstruck. The Kardashians are ending their show, and we've got a new look at this crazy final season. Watch.
For the past 14 years, our family has invited cameras inside our homes to document our most personal moments.
You're trusting the surrogate with your unborn child, and it's just scary.
Talking about having another child together, but you don't want to say you're official.
I'm not no, like, secret.
Yeah, I feel like a loser.
Thinking about proposing.
Can you see yourself getting married to Scott?
I love you.
Oh my gosh. Check out Keeping Up with the Kardashians when it returns March 18th at 8 p.m. And that's your Hollywood Minute. All right, we cannot get enough of the ladies of Selling Sunset. Heather Rae Young went wedding dress shopping and brought along some familiar faces to help pick out the perfect wedding gown. Cue the sparkle, champagne, and craziness.
Okay, ladies, I first have to say I missed you so much.
I know.
It's
you
been
too.
Way too long.
I know.
And I couldn't have asked for better people to be here with me celebrating this special day, picking out my wedding dress.
Yes.
I've never tried on a wedding dress before.
Should we get married?
Yes.
Let's do it.
My fiance said he wants me just to look sexy AF.
I love this dress.
You think it's sexy enough? You think Tariq will love it?
Are you kidding?
Tariq would want to off of me.
This is timeless.
Right? As I walk down, he's going to be like, okay, now it's time to come off.
Exactly.
How would you rate this? Like, what is...
With sleeves, no.
No.
But without sleeves, a 10.
Okay.
At least a 9, 9.5.
I love it. Well, I think the only other thing about the dress is like what's the venue, what's the vibe gonna be? Help us out so we can help pick.
Well, we're gonna do it later this year. So like more towards like fall, because I just feel like I need time. Like I wanna like make sure, like, I don't know if COVID's gonna be around, like, outside for sure. And I think like to make it more intimate, we're gonna have our friend Josh officiate it rather than just someone we don't know.
Yeah.
And make it more of like a personal thing. And then I was thinking of doing something special to the kids, like almost like, you know, they've welcomed me into their life and I'm raising them, I'm their stepmom, and I wanna like say something special to them.
That is so awesome. Yeah.
It's like a princess but with edge.
Yeah. Oh my god, hello.
Oh,
Jessie.
It feels super sexy.
Like a princess, you guys. Like, I love it.
I suck at this. I would give this a 10. Oh, you can see body.
I know. I'm like, hello.
You look so good.
That's what I want, though. I want it to be, like, tasteful, but...
This is it.
So how's wedding planning going?
Like, we ended up firing the wedding planner. I feel like I'm so busy, like between the kids and work. I don't really even want to be involved too much. I want to just tell the vision and like have meetings with her and then step back.
There are wedding planners that literally you just have to show up.
That's what I want, something like that. I don't want to be micromanaging someone.
Did I just see that tattoo? Oh. Can I see that?
Did you not know I had a tattoo back there?
Not this one. Can you move the...
Oh, did you guys know I got a new tattoo?
Applique? Yes, we saw it online. Can you... Wait, I want to see this.
Wait, can you see that? Yes, you can see the other one.
I want to see the other one. Let's see that tattoo.
Oh my god.
Is it still like sensitive? Can I see
it? No, you can touch it and smack it and do whatever you want. Oh my god, you can fully see it, huh? I feel like it's beautiful, but it doesn't like wow me, right?
Okay, we're all on the same page.
Yeah.
Okay, I still
what was
give
yours?
A high. The other ones were 10s. This one I would give like a 9.
I need a drink.
I
out of the three,
no.
This one's a no, so we'll
it's
just forget
beautiful,
about this one.
No.
Yeah, it's gorgeous, but it's not the one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So no to the dress. But the other two, I think they're contenders, right?
Oh, 100%.
Absolutely.
We love you. You're going to make the most beautiful bride no matter what dress you choose. It doesn't matter because you're beaming from the inside. So
you can't... I'm smiling. You can't see it, but I am. I'm smiling the whole time. Yeah.
Okay, well, we're in a debate here because Justin and I are for number 2, and Kim hates
it. I hate it. It's all big and fluffy, and she's all little. No.
I love that one.
I don't like that one. I like number 1.
I'm for number 2.
Well,
we'll have to just see what she picks.
Yes, I like that.
All right, Selling Sunset is streaming now on Netflix. Still ahead, an apology, a birth, and who told Beyonce to shush? Well, we're going to see how well you remember the Grammys' craziest moments. And are you into plants like Justin is? Do you not have a green thumb like me? Well, a celebrity gardener is here to help us give best tips for everybody. Okay, we'll be right back.
Becoming a plant zaddy has been one of the greatest joys of my life. And with spring around the corner, it's a good time to think about starting your own plant family with the help of celebrity gardener Michael O'Brien, everybody.
Hi. Thank you for having me, Justin.
First and foremost, you guys, if you don't know, this man makes the best chocolate chip cookies in town. You can order them on the website. That's how I gained those 12 pounds and I got that big old booty. Let's start off with what's the best house plant for beginners? Because a lot of people are afraid to get into the plant space.
For sure. One of the things I always tell people if it's their first time, start with a cactus. I mean, you really can't go wrong there. I mean, how many times do you think about how many times you have to water it? You can probably go about once or twice a month watering those cactus. Yes.
That's a good one to start
inside.
With.
So it's very easy. So we have a rat tail cactus. It's one of my favorites that's over here.
Uh-huh.
So with a rat tail cactus, you need to make sure that you are giving it a lot of light. So you need to be aware of what the light requirements are as well.
What if I have low light?
So if you have low light, the ZZ plant, or as I call it, the easy plant, the easy plant is the best way to go because you only need to water it every 14 days.
So Carissa, you would do the ZZ plant.
There we go.
Now, what I really want to get into, which I know that you do so well on your website, is starting to grow your own vegetables.
Yes.
I don't have a lot of space. So how do I get, instead of farm to table, porch to table?
For sure. So one of the things that you need to know from the very beginning is what plants grow well together.
Uh-huh.
So if you're limited on space, you can put certain things together through companion planting. So like we have here today, there's certain herbs that grow well together. So
yes,
that's exactly what we'll be planting. But when it comes to the space not being as big as you need, you just need to know there's different varieties that grow well depending on what it is.
Oh, nice. So I could get, like, let's say I grow tomatoes or cucumbers. How long would it take for me to see them to where I can eat them?
Well, usually for tomatoes, it's about 75 days is going to be. So you have to be a little bit patient when it comes to that. So a lot of times I recommend for somebody who wants something right away, plant some lettuces, some arugula. Arugula is one of my favorites.
Nice.
Shishito peppers are one of the most fun to grow because if you actually forget to water them, they get a little bit spicier.
Oh, I'm gonna hit those up.
And do you know what happens with shishito peppers? One out of every 10.
What's happened?
Is hot.
Oh, I'm in.
It's a surprise.
Okay, this is where I need your help today.
Okay.
Because I have plants that have outgrown their moments.
For sure.
And they need to be in bigger pots. What's the best way, the easiest way for our viewers to know how to transplant and pot in a bigger pot?
For sure. So you need to be aware of how big the plant is actually going to get.
Mm-hmm.
So one thing that you always need to make sure is when you are transplanting, make sure that you have something with proper drainage at the bottom.
That's important.
So a lot of times people pick these pots that just look nice, but they don't have any drainage holes.
Yes.
And then that causes root rot.
Yes.
Root rot is not hot. That's
terrible.
What I always say. So what you always want to do is for here today, you want to make sure that you have some drainage at the bottom,
uh-huh,
and then you want to have your organic soil. So we've already pre-made these here. So what we're going to do is the first thing you would want to take your plant out,
uh-huh,
and then you want to pop it out. And then a lot of times you can see that the roots can be a little bit compacted here.
Yeah.
So you just want to go ahead, kind of loosen it up a little bit here.
Uh-huh.
And then I have some root enhancer.
Ooh, I put
right
some in here already.
So you pour that into the hole there. And then you just push it in there. And then you want to bring the soil around and you want to make sure that you're not compacting too much when you're putting it in there. So it's very important to remember that you want to make sure there's enough airflow that's going to get through.
Okay, you see, I didn't know the thing about toggling the roots. That's why mine probably don't go well. You guys, what's your website called? Because it's so phenomenal.
It's Homes and Gardens. So it's homes with two M's and gardens.com.
You guys have to check this out. It's one of the cutest and most, I find, efficient websites out there for people who want to get into the plant space. Well, coming up, do you remember who nearly gave birth at the Grammys? The answer is next.
The Grammys are this weekend. We cannot wait because things always get wild at the Grammys. So I'm going to test your guys' knowledge to see if you can remember just how crazy things have gotten in the past. Okay, you guys are going to write your answers on the boards. Are you ready?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Let's play. Tell me, who performed 9 months pregnant? Was it Kelly Clarkson, MIA, or Alicia Keys?
9 months. Okay.
9 months. Woohoo! I don't know how they can do that.
I'm ready.
I couldn't even talk 9 months pregnant. It is. Someone says Kelly. The answer is.
Yeah.
Good job, Justin. 1 point for Justin.
Okay.
She actually performed on her due date in 2009 and went into labor hours later.
I remember.
Wow. That will make you go into labor.
That's good. Okay. Who officiated 33 same-sex marriages on stage? Ooh, Queen Latifah, Lady Gaga, or Elton John? I have my guess. Now, this happened at the 2014. The answer is, she wrote Elton, she wrote A. I don't remember who was A. Queen Latifah!
Damn it.
Sorry, Kim, we got two for Justin. Okay, this one's a tad bit disturbing.
I love her in The Equalizer.
What artist performed an exorcism on stage? Was it Korn, Madonna, or Nicki Minaj? Oh, I think I remember this one.
I'm just gonna say because why not?
The answer was C, Nicki Minaj.
Ah.
Oh, good, yes.
I remember that. that. Okay.
That seemed like something she would do.
And then there was the shush heard around the world. Who dared to quiet Beyonce and Jay-Z
in the
audience?
Oh, I know who that was.
James Corden, Solange, or Blue Ivy?
Why not?
The answer was
the queen,
Blue Ivy.
Because you know my kid would do
this
it to me.
This is the 2018 Grammys. Okay, what pop group won a Grammy for lip syncing?
Oh, we know that.
Milli Vanilli, ABBA, or New Kids on the Block? Ooh, the answer is Milli Vanilli.
I love that you put ABBA.
Oh, I meant Milli Vanilli. Okay.
Justin wins. Congratulations.
I love that.
Black people are really mad at you this week.
Music's biggest night is completely covered from all angles this weekend. Saturday, join us for a special Daily Pop Grammys edition at 11 a.m. Then on Sunday night, the Grammys are on CBS at 8 Eastern. And we're going to have coverage all day here on E! Starting at 4 o'clock Eastern. After the break, belly chains. The stars love them. But do we? Time to try it or trash it next. Yeah. It's time for some Tuesday trends. Don't forget to pull out your phone because you can scan the QR code at the bottom of the screen to get all the looks at home. Okay, midriff fashion is very hot right now, and we are starting to see celebs rock belly chains. Add a little jewelry to that midriff. We got Kylie Jenner, Gabrielle Union, Halle Berry. They've all tried the look. Try it or trash it.
I'm gonna go with try it. I've always kind of sort of liked this look. I would do it.
You gonna have a belly chain on?
I mean, I would do it in the privacy of my own home.
Okay, privacy, honey. Belly chain, no. We'd have to hold a whole lot of chains around this belly. I'd definitely not do it, and I gotta do a whole bunch of sit-ups. But if I had a belly like theirs, then yes, probably I'd add some jewels to it.
But
listen,
you on
if you're wearing crop tops and you've got that stomach, I think it's cute, adding a little extra, just a little extra detail to the style. I think it just gives it a little edge, a little something delicate. So if you're sporting, if you've got the belly to sport that, go for it. Give it a shot.
Yes.
10 more pounds. 10 more pounds. WW on my
head. Here we go. Okay, now Kylie Jenner is rocking our next trend as well. This is the bucket hat. Now that, we've got a bunch of stars doing this. Ashley Graham, Vanessa Hudgens.
I'm not into this because that was a hard time in my life when bucket hats were the thing. So it just brings me back to like not being able to afford Abercrombie and Fitch. Mm-hmm. My mom taking me to Old Navy, but I really wanted the Abercrombie shirt. Like, I don't know, that just brings all those memories back for me.
Takes me straight to Blossom.
I'm not doing it.
I had that growing up. I had the bucket hat, I had the flower on the front. I was the Blossom girl.
I still have
because they're so you're doing, in high school.
Because they have Christian Dior. I mean, if it's like a, I don't know.
I love it. I still got my bucket hats
you do?
In my closet. What?
Yeah, but that's her function.
Oh, no. What are you trying to say?
Like, you do it for function. Like, you're like, ooh, I can't get in the sun right now.
Right. I love a bucket. Absolutely. I love them. I'm a hat girl.
I'm not into it. Although, out of all of those, I like Vanessa's the best, I think.
I don't know if I could. You like it because it's like a cute designer one.
Yeah, exactly.
You wouldn't do it.
I'm like, I know that's expensive, but I would never spend my money on that.
Oh, I have lots of bucket hats.
All right. Tomorrow on Daily Pop, we are talking motherhood with Jennifer Garner. Plus, Jesse Tyler Ferguson is cooking something special for us. Check out Daily Pop at 11:30. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye.